Good evening, everybody. This is Hannah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am joined this week by my wonderful boyfriend, Isaac.
Hello.
Surprise, surprise. He didn't do his show on Saturday, so I figured I'd have him hop on board
week. I get to go on the radio 2 days in a row.
Yes,
and
yes.
And then I'm going to get my own show back this Saturday because I was actually scheduled to work during it, and last night I swapped to work Friday instead, could have my show.
Yeah,
because I missed 2 weeks in a row. I want to do it again
for sure. Yeah. It's a nice day today. A little cold, but
it's dark outside.
It's quite dark outside
for 2 hours,
and it's been dark outside since I was walking to my 4:30 class, which is devastating. But on a brighter note, today's playlist is love songs of various sorts. Please stop squeaking in your chair.
It just does that.
I have plenty suggested by Isaac, also some made up on my own.
You made them up?
Yeah, I wrote all of these.
Whoa, that's impressive.
That was She's Really All I Need by Mac DeMarco. And next up is a Pulp song called Something Changed. Enjoy.
Oh, and Thinking, don't worry.
You just heard a bunch of songs, starting out with Something Changed by Pulp. To pull my microphone down. Something Changed by Pulp, Dangerous Blues by The Young Vanes, My Stove's on Fire by Robert Lester Folsom, and She's My Baby by Mazzy Star.
Can you fill me in on something?
Yeah.
Who are The Young Vanes?
Are you setting me up, or do you genuinely not know?
I actually did just Google it, so it is a slight setup.
You're setting me up.
But
you're setting
before
me up.
I Googled it, it would have been a genuine question.
So there was this band that kind of disbanded in 2009.
Taking a roundabout way to get to this.
And one of the founding member of said band, which went on to continue, actually, its fame up until, like, literally last year, made a new band because he quit. Ryan Ross. I'm talking about Ryan Ross. He left a certain band and made a new band with one of the other founding members of the old band. And it never got nearly as popular as the stuff from the old band.
They have one album on Spotify.
They have one album on Spotify, bands, which I like a lot. It's kind of like mock Beatles, though. It's not really anything
it's
crazy.
It's not very similar to Panic.
To the band, no.
Why must it be unnamed?
It was Panic at the Disco. He left Panic at the Disco. He did. It's just like I have so much to say about Ryan Ross.
What's he been up to since the one album that went nowhere? Just out of the music industry.
With this other like singer and like artist Z-Berg. So they've gone like. They've done concerts and stuff, and you know, occasionally he'll do like a Panic at the Disco concert or Panic at the Disco song at one of the concerts, and then all the kids go crazy. But basically, he anything good you hear in Panic at the Disco before like 2010, he's responsible
Ryan
for
Ross
that.
Is responsible.
Ryan Ross is responsible for this.
Was
he wrote
right?
All the
he
music. He wrote everything. I remember especially feeling particularly passionate about it when I first really listened. Well, I've been listening to the album for like 10 years. But like at a certain point in like high school, I listened to their first album, A Fever You Can't Sweat Out, and was like, whoa, this is actually like not just nostalgia value to me. Like this is actually like really good. Lyrics are great. I don't know. Whatever.
Getting a coup pulled on you when you're the songwriter is kind of crazy, right?
It's
there's
insane.
Not really a precedent for it. You must have, like, no. I must say that speaks badly on not your necessarily your personality, but you got to be able to manage the situation. Like, if you have the leverage of I write the songs and you can't stay in your own band, like,
so,
you must have messed something up pretty badly.
I don't know. Maybe
to not
he
maintain
did
that position,
but I'm pretty sure,
just
like
power dynamic wise,
it would. Yeah, I don't know.
Just didn't see it coming.
I mean, I wasn't there.
I wasn't there.
I was like 7. So, but,
it's just interesting to imagine how. Because what effectively happened was they all left and it was just a Brendan Urie solo project. But in any other context, wouldn't it just be you leave and go make music as Brendan Urie and we continue?
So that was
as
the
Panic?
Understanding. They were going to disband and put it to rest. They did not. Like, I don't think. Maybe. I don't know him, but I'm pretty sure, like. It was okay. So like, it was 4 guys: Ryan Ross and another guy left, and Brendan Urie and Spencer Smith stayed in the band. But then they kept the band instead of doing their own thing, like Ryan Ross did. They just kept the Panic at the Disco title, and then Spencer Smith left, and it was the Brendan Urie show for until it died.
It's so funny to say in like 2020, what was it last year, 2021, whatever, where they're like, Panic is breaking up, and it's like. You're just going to continue doing solo work. You've just been doing solo work for like a decade.
They've been dead for, literally
continuing
like a
to
decade.
Do so. Just band name stuff is always, that's one of the weirder examples, but there's a lot of stuff like that where it's just like retiring this name, but it's just the same person.
And I just think
making,
it's so telling,
know.
Like not even to get into the quality of the music, because that speaks for itself, but even just like the album art, like just became like Brendan Urie's face and with different backgrounds at a certain point. No more like, sort of, I don't know. I have much to say about.
I can tell.
The fracture of Panic at the Disco. And that's where the Young Vanes came from. And then they never did well. And I'm pretty sure I read somewhere by some non-credible source that Pete Wentz sort of like took Brendan Urie's side. And that's why they kind of like never really, because he was like, oh,
even
he was,
he left
he had,
band,
he owned
the
label that Panic at the Disco was on. So
or
is like,
Pete Wentz is not a member.
He's Fall Out Boy. He's the main guy.
I'm
to know who Pete Wentz is.
I recognize the name, but I just didn't know what. I knew he was in one of the bands.
Anyways.
I'm not keeping up with this stuff.
I mean, there's so much to, if you want to ever deep dive into it, there's much to be there. Or you can just talk to me. I have all the knowledge that I gained as a 12-year-old.
I know a lot more about who is on, like, Kanye's label than I do about.
Yeah, see, I can't tell you that. Just Kanye. Was he on his own label?
Yeah, I don't. It's complicated.
Anyway. So, we're just going to get back to the music now that we've talked about Panic at the Disco for like 5 minutes. There's so much lore.
I was genuinely curious about what the Young Veins thing is, because I will say, the song was good. I liked the song.
It's cute.
I'm not sure if that name is a winner.
The Young Veins. Oh, it's so goofy. The whole if you listen to that whole album, it's pretty good. It's not nearly as good as like the stuff he did with Panic at the Disco. But it's fun. It's kind of silly. Like, it came out in, like, 2010. So, you know. Anyways, we're going to continue on. This is a song suggested by Isaac, by The Main Ingredient. This is Just Don't Want to Be Lonely.
Hey, say, wait a minute. Where are you going with that suitcase? Hey, wait a minute. Listen. Well, you don't have to answer. Just listen. I don't mind when you say that you're going away. I just don't want to be lonely. And I don't care if we share. I just wanna be loved, yeah, yeah, yeah.
and wonder what would I be without you in my life. Everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them. With a love so sweet in so many ways, I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
day, or maybe forever. I call her a Mercury girl. She's building me up and then she's knocking me down, like a factory chimney in a northern town. And I am demolished, I call her a Mercury girl. She never sees me till the sun goes down. Lives in the secret world. Says her career is in another town. Life with the Mercury girl. One day once when I got some time, I tried to hold her but she wouldn't be mine. She slipped through my fingers and I missed the Mercury girl. She came back to me with her mocking eyes. She told me she loved me, but it could have been lies. And life can be up and down, like with a Mercury girl. Life can be up and down, like with a Mercury girl. Till the sun goes down, lives in a secret world. Says her career is in another town, like with a Mercury girl. She's staying around, or else she's going away. It could be forever, or it might be a day, or maybe forever. I call her a chimney in a northern town, and I am demolished. I call her a Mercury girl, and I am demolished. I call her a Mercury girl.
You just heard a bunch of songs. They were Just Don't Want to Be Lonely by The Main Ingredient, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You by Marvin Gaye, How Born for Loving You, Big Thief, and A Mercury Girl, The Cleaners from Venus. Now that you just reminded me, what movie did we go see a week and a half ago?
Oh, is this a now a topic of, we saw the Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
Yeah, just wanted to talk about that real quick.
What did we have to say about it?
Well,
I don't know if I have a lot to say about this. And that's not really being defensive. I'm just not really sure what to say about it.
It was great.
My younger siblings saw it, and they were a fan, or were a fan of those games a few years ago,
yeah.
And they liked it. I knew more about the games than I thought I did going in. Like, I recognized more things than I expected. Because I was just like, I don't know. I just picked it up through, I think, having two different, or three. I don't know. They all watched a lot of YouTube, and it was a big YouTube.
Yeah, no, it was huge. Gaming. They had the game theory cameo.
Oh yeah, that guy was in it. He got to do his catchphrase too.
It's just a theory.
That is one of the movies I've seen. Better than I thought it would be. It's the most positive.
Yeah, I was definitely entertained by it, even though like
it is not a horror movie.
No, oh no. Like half the dialogue made me want to scream, but like, I mean, yeah. I mean, the effects were cool.
The concept of, well, because you have a bunch of kids going to see it, so it can't be like scary, or else the rating. So this was a conversation I had with Harrison the other day, was the rating system is, the more you think about like movie ratings, the dumber they are. It's like PG-13 is this carved out middle category where you have like some swears and violence, but not very much of it. Mm-hmm. And it's just very arbitrary way to like look at, I guess saying look at art, but we're talking about the Five Nights at Freddy's movies here, so let's maybe slow the roll.
Technically art, technically by definition. No, I mean, it was like, it was fine. It was definitely more entertaining than I thought it would be. Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. That's all about Five Nights at Freddy's. That's about all right, I had.
We're
going
to see the Priscilla movie.
Yes, I do want to see the Priscilla.
I said the Priscilla movie like it's an adaptation of like the famous.
Oh, she wrote a book.
I guess it is probably an adaptation of something.
Yeah,
of her autobiography or something.
I saw some like negative comments about Jacob Elordi's like Elvis.
I think
character.
It's cool that he's in real movies.
Yes,
and not like, unless there's. I mean, maybe there's Kissing Booth fans in the audience right now who I'm violating, but I feel like it's. He did some interview recently where he was like.
Kissing
he
Booth?
Was like the main guy in that.
I thought that
and
was a different guy. Noah.
They have a
something.
Few guys.
He's the same kind of guy. No, he was.
But he
Euphoria.
Did that and Euphoria.
Yeah.
But he had some so interview funny. Recently where he was like talking about how he's glad to not have to do movies like that anymore, and he can do stuff with real merit, and people got mad at him. But it's like a lot of these actor guys, they got like. It's like Robert Pattinson doesn't like the Twilight movies. It's like,
yes,
these guys
I love that bit.
Probably grew up with, I don't know, they're movie nerds.
Yeah.
Growing up, wanted to act so they could be like, I don't know, watching like French New Wave or whatever, and they're like, I could do this, and then they're in Twilight movies and Kissing Booth. This is some part of
Euphoria. I don't know. Yeah.
People defend Euphoria, like serious people who like.
It's
opinions
like,
I respect say it's not
so
that bad, so
fine.
I don't know.
Like, it's such a show. Like,
I have
definitely
no strong opinion on it,
a show.
Really.
That's
because everyone else seems to have one.
No, it's like kind of it's stupid. I don't know.
Yeah,
I watched it with a little bit. Like, it's not as bad as people like act, but no, it's pretty dumb.
I'm curious how Jacob Lordy's Elvis is going to compare to Austin Butler's Elvis, which was very entertaining.
I did not see that.
It is a very off-the-wall movie. Huh. It's the dude who did the... Do you ever have to watch the like modern Romeo and Juliet or modern Great Gatsby movies? It's the same director who did both of those. So it's the same... I don't know, visual style, but I think it works better for Elvis.
Yeah.
All the glitz and the, I don't know. It's a good one to watch in a not so serious setting, I guess. I don't know a better way to put it on public radio.
Yeah.
You might not look for like 5 minutes and you've missed an entire section of Elvis's career, and that's okay. It's just bouncing around.
You didn't need to see it. It's okay.
There's some really funny stuff that happens. He's like,
I don't know if I want to watch it.
I'm not going to go into more detail. I've already talked about this movie for like 3 minutes.
Not quite.
There's a couple scenes. There's one earlier scene where like child Elvis wanders into like a black church and they're like singing gospel and he's like taken with the music. And they're just like a big theme of the movie. He's like, no, he wasn't doing cultural appropriation. He was friends with all these people and he was just inspired by them. And I'm like, I don't know that is accurate. And none of the stuff that's in the Priscilla movie is in it like at all. None of the like age gap,
the
power control,
the
not in it like at all.
Girlfriend,
From what I remember, I could be forgetting. It may actually be addressed in a way I'm not remembering, because there's perhaps a lot happens.
Yeah.
Do I need to do a service announcement before we forget?
I think you do. Before we get into the next song, Papa Was a Rodeo by the Magnetic Fields, we have a quick message.
Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
I see that kiss me pucker forming, but maybe you should plug it with a beer, 'cause Papa was a rodeo, Mama was a rock and roll band. I could play guitar and rope a steer before I learned to stand. Home was anywhere with diesel gas, love was a trucker's hand. Never stuck around long enough for a one night stand. Before you kiss me, you should know Papa was a rogue.
Anywhere with share you. I won't share you with the drive and ambition, the zeal I feel. This is my time. The notes I wrote as she read, she said, has the Perrier gone straight to my head? Or is life sick and cruel instead? Yes. No, 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 no. I won't share you more. I won't share you with the drive and the dreams inside. This is my time. Life tends to come and go. That's okay as long as you know. Life tends to come and go. As long as you know, no, 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 no. I won't share you. I won't share you with the drive and the dreams inside. This is my time. I want the freedom and I want the guile. I want the freedom and the guile. Oh, life tends to come and go. As long as you know, no, 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 no.
That was, wait, hold on. Where did we leave off? Papa Was a Radio by the Magnetic Fields. I Won't Share You by the Smiths. And now playing very quietly in the background, that will finish off this set, is a repeat of a song that I did either late summer or this semester. Pretty sure it was from this semester, but I'm like, I'm doing love songs and I really like this song, so
it should be like songs then, if you like the song.
That's really funny.
So you played a Smith song a second ago. Would you say you're a fan of Morrissey's work?
Yeah. No, I am. I mean, not all of it. I don't know.
You're a big Morrissey fan?
I'm like, so...
You really like what he has to say?
I'm so neutral about Morrissey's work.
I'm just trying to entrap you. It's fine.
I can see that. Yeah. He's Morrissey. He's a character. But thank you, Isaac, for joining me this week. You actually beat me to the studio today.
Yeah, because I'm heading from JCC.
Oh.
But, I got my show Saturday, and then we'll both be on the air tomorrow at like...
Yes, at like 9?
9:30-ish.
Is it 8 or 9?
Well, the show starts at 9, but we don't have to be there like right then.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, it'll be a good time. Matter of fact, and then whatever Charlie's show is called.
Zen, or The Vibe...
Twin Chill. Peaks episode title.
Twin Peaks.
Anyways. Anyway, we'll be on the air tomorrow.
Here's yes, Jeff we Buckley. Will. On 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening. Keep it freeform. Broken
down and hungry for your love, with no way to feed it. Where are you? Child, you know how much you need it. Too young to hold on.
is made. The open window lets the rain in. Burning in the corner is the only one that dreams he had you with him. My body turns and yearns.